Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the Dars of Faizani Sunnat with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, this may result in the removal of its blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when those who love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal meet and shake hands while sending salat on the beloved Rasul, their previous and future sins are forgiven before they are separated. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed green dome, Gumbad-e-Khazra, as it is globally known, that every lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desires to behold with tears in their eyes, is also part of Bid'ah Hasana. What is Bid'ah Hasana? A good innovation, which is good itself, and for the benefit of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this same Gumbad-e-Khazra, this same blessed grand green dome, was made hundreds of years after the apparent demise of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Here's a brief history of the blessed dome. The first dome over the blessed tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constructed in the year 678 Hijri, corresponding to 1269 AC. This color at this time was yellow. It used to be referred to as the yellow dome. Then different changes took place during different eras. In 888 Hijri, corresponding to 1483 AC, a new dome was made from black stone and it was painted white. The lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call it Qubbatul Bayda or Gumbade Bayda, meaning the white dome. An extremely beautiful dome was made in the year 980 Hijri, corresponding to 1572 AC. This was adorned with different colored stones. Now it became multicolored and did not have just one color. It was most probably referred to as the multicolored dome due to its different attractive colors. It was reconstructed in the year 1233 Hijri, corresponding to 1818 AC, and was painted green in color, subhanallah. It then became known as the Green Dome and has not been changed ever since. The green color is constantly blessed with the privilege of being used to paint the blessed dome by servants. The Green Dome, which is definitely and certainly a bid'ah hasana, a good innovation, is now the focal point of all Muslims throughout the world, the apple of our eyes, and the peace of our hearts. Inshallah, no power of the world can demolish it, and anyone who attempts to demolish it will be ruined himself, inshallah. All these new innovations are based on the blessed hadith mentioned earlier with reference of Sahih Muslim, that the one who introduces a good innovation in Islam will get its reward as well as the reward of all those acting upon it after him, subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, for the rectification of faith and deeds and the acquisition of necessary religious knowledge, please travel with the Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami, a global non-political religious movement of Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Dawud Islami is the movement of the Muslims possessing correct Islamic beliefs. Listen to a faith-refreshing account that will please your hearts, inshallah Azawajal. Numerous Madani Qafilas of the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam travel to various villages and cities. At the end of the 3-day sunnah-inspiring global ijtima' of Dawud Islami, one of these Madani Qafilas reached a masjid in Agra Taj Colony, Babul Madina, Karachi. When the participants went to sleep at night, one of the Islamic brothers were blessed with beholding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. He became absolutely delighted and realized the truth and greatness of Dawud Islami from the bottom of his heart and joined the Madani environment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani channel, did you see? A fortunate Islamic brother was blessed with the vision of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam due to the blessings of the company, the suhbah of lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we should always adopt the suhbah and the company of good people and love them. The fortunate Islamic brothers who travel with Madani Qafilas develop love for good people in their hearts. Here are 7 virtues to love good people. On the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal shall say, "Where are those who loved one another for the sake of my honor? I shall keep them in the shade today. There is no shade except my shade today." Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, "My love becomes wajib for those who love one another for my pleasure, who sit together, meet each other, and spend their wealth for my pleasure." Allah Azza wa Jal has said, "There shall be pulpits of nur, of light, for those who love one another for the sake of my honor." The Prophet ﷺ and the martyrs will be impressed by them. Subhanallah. When two people love each other for Allah's pleasure, even if one of them is in the east and the other is in the west, Allah Azza wa Jal shall gather them on the Day of Judgment and say, "He is the one you loved for my pleasure." Subhanallah, subhanallah. In Jannah, in paradise, there are pillars of rubies which have balconies of emeralds that shine like stars. The companions asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will live in them?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Those who love one another, sit together and meet one another for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal." Those who love one another for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure shall sit beside the divine arsh on chairs made of rubies. Subhanallah. The one who loves for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, hates for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, gives for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, and forbids for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure has perfected his iman and his faith. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us this enthusiasm, this ability to love those who are good for his pleasure, to do whatever we do for his pleasure, for us to attain his pleasure and rewards, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alihi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafilas with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn the Sunnah Fill out your Madani In'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Madina. You will develop a mindset and yearning to protect your Iman, to adopt the Sunan and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. To reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani In'amat. To reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafilas, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah akram, aisa kare, tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami tari dhoom machi ho. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala, alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, jazallahu anna Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma huwa ahlu. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims. Make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. Allah azza wa jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and to travel with the Madani qafilas. Allah azza wa jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. Allah azza wa jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi' and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Wallahu azza wa jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain dua ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri arzu har be ke so majboor ki. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.